Ale kapara pahaya pa, 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 ale kapara Oh, Father, your mercy is upon our life this morning. Father, your mercy is upon our life this morning. We are coming boldly before your throne to ask for your mercies in the name of Jesus.
Ibaranda pahayakapa,
Marandi Ayakapa, Alakapa Rasha, the Mababa, Liberanda, Akapa, Liber, Ekapa Rasha, the Baba, Alekapa, Liberasha, the Baba, Alekapa, Liberanda, Ekapa, the Parasha, da, Aleva Barasha, da, Baba, Rapa, Ayakapa, Akapa, Liberanda, Ekapa, Liberanda, Ala Parapa, Ayapa, Eparasha, da, Baba, Rapa, Aleka, Paranda, Halakapa, A Parasha, da, Baba, Liberanda, Aleva, Rapa, Ayaka, da, Baba, Rasha, da, Ale Paranda, Halakada, Baba, A Parasha, da, Baba, Rapa, Ayaka, da, Baba, Eka, Parale, Parasha, da, Baba, Randa, Aleka, Parasha, da,
pray and commit today into the hands of the Lord that today will be another day for you in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will touch us, the Lord will speak to us before the end of today, and there will be things that will change in our life. In Jesus' name, I want us to pray. Rasha da da da, ara pa haya kade bebe, ale pa pa rasha da baba, ara pa haya kada baba, ale ba ara pa haya kada baba, ara pa haya kada baba, ara pa haya kada baba, rasha da baba, ara pa haya kada baba, ara pa haya kada baba, e pa rasha da baba, ara pa haya kada baba, ale pa ara pa haya pa, ale pa rasha da baba, ara le beranda pa, ara pa ara le bebe. In the
Today we thank you for yet another Sunday that you have brought before us, Lord. Lord Jesus, we have come to your presence. We pray that you take over, you lead us, you go before us. Let your presence go before us. We thank you for an answered prayer in Jesus' name. We pray with us today. Amen.
Amen.
You all welcome once again to today's service. And without wasting much time, I want us to welcome Lady Reverend Victoria to take us through the worship and praise session. Amen.
He is worthy to be praised, somebody. He is worthy to be adored. It is by His grace and His mercy that we are still alive. Thank the Lord for His mighty mercies upon your life. Thank the Lord. Father, we bless your holy name. Lord, we bow before your name. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are so glad to be in the house of the Lord. Without wasting much time, I want to ask if any one of us have a testimony, you can come for the cheer. Any testimony, what the Lord has done for you, you can come for them and share with us any testimony.
We thank God for our lives, the testimony.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I thank the Lord for what he has done for me. I got a job, I know that it was on a contract basis. So my contract was supposed to end this month. I extended my contract. I thank God he has done.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for this testimony.
Amen.
Without wasting much time, I want us to be on our feet and let's close our eyes and speak in the language of the Spirit. Where I find myself, I want us to speak in the language of the Spirit.
They say, oh, Master, as you are doing this, you should bring them to church. And they say, oh, yourself, you should bring them to church. Because if you don't bring them to church, what's the sense of the cell?
If you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7 to 8. If you have not been faithful in another man's, please, when you come to church, you should set up the scriptures. If you have not been faithful to another man's, who shall give you your own? Then
Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. It says that be not deceived, God is not a mock. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen.
Amen.
So one thing you need to understand last week, or last week, we said that he that is faithful, or a faithful steward, shall reap faithfulness at the end. The same thing when you live a life of unfaithfulness. You see, we have been preaching about faithfulness, but it seems that some people still yet don't understand faithfulness. Amen. Some people still don't yet understand faithfulness. Let me tell you something, no matter how we pray for you, if you are doing something and God is not happy with you, God will never bless you. It's a waste of time. Now, I have to be honest with you. No matter what you are doing, no matter how even you always come to church on time, if what you are doing, especially when you tell you to do something for God, and you do it anyhow, it's a signal of unfaithfulness. And no matter how we force ourselves, God will never bless you. Amen. God will never bless you. I'm telling you. See, it's more like many people think that it's because you are a pastor and you are gifted. So once you are gifted or once you are anointed, when you say something, it just needs to come to pass. In this 21st century, God is looking for people whom wherever we give an instruction, they obey. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, in this end time, God is looking for people whom when we give instructions, God is looking for people who obey instructions in his temple to bless them. So if you are a Christian, you see, yesterday one of the guys that I'm training, he said this is the first time that he heard a voice. He never prayed, he never do anything, but he was there. Then a voice spoke to him. He himself, he was scared. And the voice said that there are many people who doesn't believe that I came to die. And there are many people who believe that I came to die, but I am still not in them. I am still not in them. You can be in this church, but Jesus is not in you. You can even be one of my pastors, but Jesus is not in you. I have to be frank with you. Yes. Because when the guy said that, I said that it was the Lord talking. The Lord has seen your heart. And the Lord has seen that you have allowed his fire to burn inside you. That is the reason why he's talking to you. To understand that there are some people who doesn't believe. You see that there are some people, they don't believe, they doubt that I came to this world to die. But there are some people also who believe, but still, I am not in them. So the question is, why is it that Jesus is not in you? Why is it that you believe that Jesus came to die, but yet still he's still not in you? Why is it that you are still struggling? It's because you find it difficult. Some of you, if you don't even take care, you can lose your salvation. Because sometimes I'm even surprised that you find it difficult to obey the instructions of God. You find it difficult to do what God is saying you should do. But you want God to bless you. You want God to elevate you. You want God to promote you. You want God to do something for you. Let me. Today I came to surprise you that it will never happen. Yeah, because in this 21st century, let me tell you, just as the devil doesn't give anything for free, that's the same thing in this dispensation. God is not ready to give anything free, if you don't know. So that is the reason why if you are a pastor, you need to sacrifice. You need to sacrifice. You need to go through certain period of testing. You need to go through certain period of obeying the instructions of God before he does something for you. So if you always come to church and you find it difficult, you find it difficult to adhere to the things of God, you find it difficult to obey simple instructions, I'm telling you, forget. Me nowadays, nowadays I don't just pray for people. I'm telling you, I pray for those God said I should pray for. I have to be sincere with you. If you tell me I should support you in prayer, and God tells me that I should pray for such people, those are the people I will pray for. I have to be sincere to you, because the one that I'm going to talk to has already declared to me those he will listen their issues. So God can watch you. God can be watching you. God can even watch you in a problem, but you don't do anything about it. And whether God does something about it, whether God does not do anything about your issue, it doesn't change him as God. It does not change him, because at the end of the day, it's not God who needs you, it's you who need God. So that's why the Bible says that do not be deceived. You can't mock God. Some of you, your attitude is like you are mocking God. Your attitude, your character, your way of dealing with the things of God is like mockery. It's like mockery. And God is saying that whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. So whatever you are doing, as you are becoming disobedient, as you are finding it difficult to listen to the instructions of God, so the same thing, God will also find it difficult to listen to your needs. It's simple. Because that is what you are sowing. So it's more like when you throw a cushion ball onto a wall, it bounces back. So that is, in this dispensation, that is how God is dealing with us. Whatever you throw, it will bounce back to you. Whatever character you throw, it will bounce back to you. Whatever attitude you throw, it will bounce back to you. So you can never deceive God. So me, I've come to a realization that many Christians will still be poor.
Yes.
Even many pastors will be poor till Jesus comes. Yes. Many pastors. Many people who are called. Some people think that once we say that the call of God is upon your life, it's a sign that God is going to bless you. God is going to know. There are rules of engagement. There are things you need to follow. So once you say that the call of God is upon your life, it's not about your gift. God is giving you the gift to function. But alongside the gift, he's looking for you to obey instructions. So in this end time, in this dispensation of grace, those who obey the instructions of God are those that God is going to bless. I'm telling you, those that obey, and let me tell you, God can take your blessing and give it to someone. He can take your blessing and give it to someone, because it does happen in the Bible. The Bible says that when the servant, the master came, God, when you see the parable that Jesus was saying that a man was traveling and he gave gifts to men. It's more like people have been preaching that the calling and the giftings of God are without repentance. Even if it were you, that you gave someone something to do something, and you came and you met that the person is still there, what will you do? You'll not be happy, and what you give to the person, you will see that the person never make use of you. You take it and you give it to someone who is ready to make use. So don't be deceived. As the Bible said, that the calling and the giftings of God are without repentance. So what God has given you, it will be there forever. Who told you? Who told you? God is looking for people that when he gives them something, they will make use of it. Yes. So many of us, our blessings will be taken from us and will give it to someone far better than us. Don't be surprised. Because God is not moved by your color. God is not moved by your tribe. God is not moved by the family you came from. Even if you came from the family of Kufuor, whatever, God is not moved first class. No. Because everything that you see in this life can never be compared to the class of God. Everything, every good thing or every nice thing, every great thing, even those who are saying that they can make a car using electric car, the man who just make a car whereby you don't use petrol, you don't use gas, you don't use anything, then just you charge the car. Even that car can never be compared to how the class of God is. So it's a sign that when God takes a blessing from you and give it to someone who is obeying, It doesn't move you. Because you see, when you read the Bible, alongside all books we read, the Bible is the book that is talking about realities. It's the book that is talking about realities. Just as God took the throne from Saul, and the Spirit of God led Saul, that even though he was on the throne physically, but spiritually, demons were tormenting him. So you can be in church and you are under in the influence of demons. I'm telling you. And you see, if you are a pastor, I feel pity for pastors who make themselves like they make themselves supermen. If you're a pastor and God is even punishing someone and you go and pray for the person, God will team you. I'm telling you, in this end time. Yeah, because there was one time I was praying for someone, God said that, why is it that any time when I'm trying to chastise someone, you always come to block the way? Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And if you're a pastor and you always do that, it's a sign that maybe you don't hear from God, you don't see what God, that's why you do that. Yes. So it's a sign that in this end time, even if you are a man of God, you also obey the instructions of God. You can't do things on your own. The church is not for any human being. It's Jesus who came to die and he said, I'm building my church. The church is not for anyone. The pastors you see, the archbishops you see, the church is not for them. So anyone who try to, in order to make their people happy. So, you see, the person is doing something some way. He's not even following the scriptures. He's not even following the words of God. But you, the pastor, you are trying to make the person happy. So that at least the person will be happy with you. But the question is, after all this thing, you, the pastor, fall into the anger of God. Amen. Yeah. So, an unfaithfulness. The reason why many people will go to hell is because of unfaithfulness. Because the parable that Jesus said about the gifts, as he gave some 5, he gave some 1, he gave some 2. The only thing that God is looking for was faithfulness. That's the reason why when the one he gave 5, he said that, oh, you gave me 5. And I have been able to work with it, and now I have 10. What did Jesus say? He said that, God said that, you are good and what? Faithful steward. Good and faithful steward. Why? Because the guy was able to listen and practically practice. He practiced the instructions given. He was given a gift, but he made things practical. He practiced the instructions given. One thing I've realized about some of the pastors here is that they don't obey instructions. Some of the pastors here, they don't obey instructions. They are just with us. They are just with us. And let me tell you, the hand of God is upon me. But if you don't take care, you'll be poor. You'll be poor, you will still struggle. And if you don't even take care, you'll even leave the church. I have to be sincere with you. That because Apollos watered and Paul planted, but the one who brings the increase is God. I will never stand in the pulpit and tell people that I will make increase in your life. No, I will never do that. So one thing I've realized, I don't know that many of even my pastor, the people who are with me as pastor, they don't follow. They are not faithful. That is the question. They are not faithful at all. They are not. They are not faithful. Because if you are faithful, you will listen to the instructions. And you will make the instructions practical. Many of my pastors are selfish. They think about themselves. That's why they don't have any testimonies. They think about themselves. They think about what God should do for them, rather than what God wants them to do for him. That's how you people think. And it's a wrong thinking. As I'm standing here, I mean, I don't have anything that God should do for me. I'd rather ask God, what do you want me to do? That is the reason we are going to do crusade. The reason we are going to do this small crusade, because ever since my life has become a Christian, it's only one-on-one evangelism that I do up to now. So one time God said, I want you to do crusade. This is what I want to do. I don't want whether the crusade is big, whether the crusade will be small, whether people will come, whether people will not. I just want you to make the, I just want you to stand in the ground and just take a mic and speak. Speak and let everyone hear that you are speaking. That one is a sign that you are obeying instructions. So I feel like that some of you here, you don't obey instructions. And I tell you, the oil upon my life is the oil of instructions. It works for those who obey the voice of God. It works for those who obey instructions of God. It's not those who just want to do what they think is right and they are doing things anyhow. Let me tell you something. If you change this room and make it good and you don't even obey this, you don't obey the instructions of God, nothing will happen to you. If you change even this room into good, if you come and even pledge here that from today we will make this room gold, and I'm the one going to make this room gold, and at the end of the day, God tell you sleep, and you're not able to sleep, just sleep, and you're not able to sleep, it's a sign that you will miss it. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. I'm telling you, I don't know why I keep on working with unfaithful people. I don't know why, I just don't know why. I keep on working with people who just look for the ways of God rather than God himself. They are looking for the ways of God. They are looking for testimonies. The question is, if God gives you even a whole world testimony, and at the end of the day, God said that I don't need your soul again, what is the profit of it? See, if you don't sit down and ask yourself real instructions, like you don't ask yourself real questions. You ask yourself foolish questions. It's foolish questions you ask yourself. That if God should say, God should tell you that, okay, this is what you want. From today, I'm giving you all the blessings that you have ever asked from me, but I don't need your soul, even where I am. What is the profit of you? It's a sign that after enjoying everything, you should know that you are going to hell. It's a signal. And I always tell myself that if you find it difficult to listen to the voice of God here, if you find it difficult to listen to common instructions of God here, what shows that when we go to heaven, you can worship God? So don't think that once you come to church, once you are part of someone who knows the truth, once you can be close to fire, but the fire is not burning you. You can be close to fire, but you are not part of fire. And let me tell you, in this life, it's all about choice. Life is about choice, in this one. Life is all about choice. Life here is all about choice. And it's like everything, we give it to the devil. So we win some there, we win there, we win there. The question is, who am I on fire? This is the why. I've come to a conclusion that anything that is happening to a person's life, it's you. Because when Jesus came, he said that the prince of this world coming, but he had nothing in me. So it's a sign that Jesus positioned himself so that the devil will not have anything in him. Why? Because he's the prince of this world. Whether you like it or not, the devil is the prince of this world. Even though Jesus has came to die, he's the prince of this world. Because it's not God who gave the world. Adam was meant to be the king of this world, and he gave it to the devil to be the king of the world. So when Jesus came, The devil was ruling. And he said, even though he's ruling, but when he comes, he has nothing in him. We just read the scriptures of Jesus anyhow. We just read the Bible anyhow. Let me tell you, one of the people, one of the human beings, and I said, Name, yes, Christ obey any power. Yes, Christ obey any power. 100%, he was a man who obeyed the voice of the Father. 100%. The voice of the Holy Spirit. 100%. Everything that Jesus was doing, he was doing it under the influence of the Holy Spirit. That is the reason why I had for a brain, I used to be told, but nobody had a son. Even though not put a 2 million, so bet my son in a yare. Or bet my son in a yare. Until he hears what the Father is doing. That's why he said that I do what I see my Father doing. So anything that my Father is not doing, I will not do it. So it's a sign that Jesus was a man who was following the voice of God. There's too much unfaithfulness in the church, and there's too much unfaithfulness in this world. So that's why when we read this scripture, I say that if you are not even faithful to another man's own, another even a man, who shall give you that which is your own? So you be there and keep on being unfaithful. You will still struggle. I have to be sincere, you will struggle. Where there are faithful people, there are also unfaithful people around. That's what I realized. Where there are faithful people, there are also unfaithful people around. You can be here, that's what, you can be here and choose to be faithful and choose to be unfaithful. It's for you. It's for your life. It's not my life. If at the end of the day, when you become unfaithful, my name will be changed to this one in the Bahamas. But if my name will not be changed, then I will still be who I am. It's you. Because sometimes when you are telling people to do something, they think say they are doing it for you. They think say they are doing it for you. They think say they are doing it to please you. Yeah, so I've come to a realization that majority of the pastors here, the pastors in this ministry, they are not faithful. They are not faithful because what they give to, what God has given to them, they are not making use of it. They are becoming like the one with one talent. And they said, oh, I'm afraid, so I hide. No, let me tell you something. If you are afraid to be a Christian, don't be. Because Christianity is a war. If you are afraid, you see, when you read the book of Judges, Judges chapter 7, when God was taking the people, his people, to war, he told Gideon that Nipa 32,000 were going for battle. And God came down and he told to Gideon, said, "If you want to do a move forward, in the case, be so be a or you move forward, can you move?" And surprisingly, 202,000, and then you move forward. 32,000, and move 22,000, yes, and move 22,000, and move forward, and move 22,000, and move forward. You see, when I read these scriptures, it tells me the lifestyle, the current lifestyle of many people. You see, that is the reason why it seems that Obit Miba TV so not become as a semi-chair in Yame, or become as a semi-chair as sorry, no offense, no deep one. It's because, why? We are powerless. A move from Kuan to Guasuli. Titles on Kuan. We have no, that's what let me tell you, I have no move when I make you a reverend minister. I'm not even moved when you're a prophet. I'm not moved. The only thing that moves me is the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, I'm not no human being, even last my wife, like told me, Sam, I'm not moved by any human being. Because if you are moved by a human being, you'll be destroyed. You'll be destroyed. You'll be destroyed. So because of that, when someone is doing something and it pleases God, I'm happy. I just become happy as if said, me really loto. Say Musa will be dinu krama nyamia. I become happy with the person. It's because the Spirit of God is inside me. So the Spirit of God is bearing witness is bear witness with me that this person is faithful. Yeah. God has given some people here 5. God has given some people here 2. God has given some people here 1. They are not making use of it. They think, say, okay, you're quite heaven and America say, good and faithful, ecstatic, and they are. If you are not faithful here, it's a sign that you will never be faithful to God even in heaven. And it's a sign that God can never speak to you, that good, faithful servant. Good, faithful servant. As a person sows faithfulness in another man's project or vision, definitely God shall send forth faithful workers during his or her reign. Let me tell you something. I'm sorry I hear you. Maybe you know I'm for you. But I'm a dinner. I'm sorry I'm a vision. I'm And so if you are not faithful in this vision, let me see. So you see, what by your meaning? Would you be vision? You are part of the vision, but you are not making God feel say you are doing something for you. How is it show say asama would you have a tool in the coming out?
Oh yeah.
God can do everything. But the thing is, it's not everything God is ready to do. Now we be able to know. Ben Chese, why can't you say be here? If you don't know, in this end time, God is doing what you do. If you do me, I do you. In this end time, that's what God is doing. If you want to understand it proper, check what the devil is doing, because Bonsama did you be safe in your home. Bonsama say what you do, if you do me, I'll do you. If you say you want power, you say you want money, you say you want cash, okay, then bring me 10 children. Sacrifice them. If you do me, I'll do you. The same thing, God is saying, do you want me to bless you? You say you want me to bless you. Win souls for me. Let people come to church and listen to my voice. You are not doing it. Just common thing. You are not doing it. You are not doing it. You are not preaching. You are not bringing people to even the presence of God, and you want God to bless you in His presence. It will not work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So an unfaithful steward shall reap. He will reap. It's automatic. An unfaithful steward reaps unfaithfulness and death. Let me tell you something. Sena mi bufuwa o. Sena mi bufuwa. Abodye kula bufu. Sena mi bufuwa. Let me. The leaves, animals, moa, tise, mkukwane. When God is angry with you, they can even perceive that God is angry. So I'm going to fool you. We are praying in this obsession of struggle. We are fighting. I'm putting that because let me tell you something. We are doing criminal. Because at the end, I'm missing one here. I'm away. Moon, it didn't criminal. Assassin, it didn't go on. Because a dear catcher assassin. Into my back realization is a woman. A more sane a minima. I have fallen angels in Nipa. And you know, Nipa, they win a minimas. Nipa, they send a minima. Yes. Nipa na is saying a minima. I'm telling you. And because of this attitude, you know, that is the reason why sometimes, you know, there are certain in Fudibia who dia in the leader. Uba kodiebe ni yon kwa kodiye ni. Because yani wofu, iti nature kura wofu. But this is a young prophet. One of the things that is even fighting Ghana, Africa, Africa in Dinukuru, Upe Kura, or a continental and Dinukura, Akura, Africa. In Dinukura, Akura. In Dinukura, even the environment. In Tinsuro, river let down the toilet in the room. The toilet in Goofy. Rivers in Goofy. The rivers are angry with us. Our environment is angry with us because they have seen said they are always faithful to us. Yes. And we are not very faithful to us because they always produce for us to eat. But we are not faithful. We are not faithful at all. We are not faithful at all. And then I'm going to pass my second chance. Say, oh, yes, send me, man. Then we are in so you make sure say, yeah, no. Yes, that's what Ben and Miss Wan is a problem. It's more like we'll be a mining business. We'll be a mining business. But we know what all person and America said, or the coffer. Ye ne say, I may catch or say, Aquapano Carrefour. And as our statement, and yes, I would that merchant, and as I would that coffee, Satan and Name, Sir Aquapano Carrefour statement, was just a kind of the Otias Yamuk. Because if you are faithful to God, it starts as you are on this earth. As you are still alive, your faithfulness is here. If you are faithful to God, it starts as you are still alive. So, do not be deceived. You can never mock God. You are mocking yourself. You are mocking it. Yeah. Because faithfulness starts as you are alive. When you die and you are not faithful, you are not faithful. So what is as we do? Now do you create now you are? You create now you are. So you are still faithful. But what is as we do? Now what do you create now you are? You are still not faithful. You are still not faithful. You are still not faithful. So some of you are blind. You are too blind. Those of whom the prince of this world has blinded their eyes that they cannot see. Sometimes I can see some people who all the pastors here, pastors of Mohai, or Mohai Sobi. Sometimes when I'm there even in my room, I can feel how they are serious. They are faithful and serious when it's time for lectures. Among good school. And I also great how they are serious. But at the end of the day, they cannot help them. Those the workers and they cannot help you. They can even disappoint you. School at home call, they can disappoint you. They can even sack you. Yes. They can disappoint you and sack you. You are too faithful to them than the one who maintain you, the one who speak. And even if someone is under the manipulation of devil, will run away. You are not faithful to them. All the things that I've told you to do, like this one should do it. The reason why you can't do it is that you are not faithful. That is the reason why the thing is not working. Because if someone is doing a cell, and as we are a cell, we are working out. Ni pa no be moja be wo nu. And you're different from your blood. And that's why you are not faithful. You are not faithful. That's why they put itself is not working. You are not faithful. You are not faithful. Yes. It's not that we are happy that you just come here, you sit in the church, you sit in a chair, you play organ. No, that's not what you want. That's not what you want. Eh? Lady Reverend, you are not faithful. You are not faithful at all. You are not even faithful to yourself. You are not faithful. Yes. So this morning I will not just be preaching theories, I'm preaching practical messages. You are not faithful to yourselves. You are not faithful to God. You see, anyone who tells me that I'm trying to be faithful to God, it's a sign that you will never be faithful. Because the question is, Reverend Nesmond, do you try to be faithful to your lecturer? Do you try to be faithful to the school you are going? Do you try? You don't try. You make sure that you go to the school. So if you tell me that you are trying, it's a sign that you are not faithful. God is not dealing with us by driving school. In your driving school business, it's either you be faithful or you don't be faithful. There's nothing for trying. Because if you cannot try to a man, then why should you try to God? Eh? We don't try to be faithful. We don't try to do the right thing. We don't try to please God. We please God. The Bible never says that. When we read Romans chapter 8, the Bible never said that they that walk in the flesh are trying not to please God. He said that if you walk in the flesh, you are not pleasing God, period. Yes. So you guys are not faithful at all. And I thank God for this book. Honestly, I'm telling you, I thank God for this book. Because God knows that this is one of the issues of humanity. They are not faithful. They don't live faithful. But they want me to be faithful to them. Yeah. And he said, Obua won't do crema na me. But on no percent in China na me didn't crema. Na na me didn't crema na. No aka said na me disappointed. And he won't go on soon na me. Kwai, what are we play? Be found. What are we play? Na me si didn't crema me. Na me si didn't crema. Come near to me, and I also draw near to you. I mean, I'm not like the past. I'm friends and maybe if I be a man. Or friends and maybe a man. Now, I'm friends and maybe if I be a man. Because I'm not a man. Because I'm not a man. So I'm not like the pastors who just do things so that you'll be happy. So that I say, we need to be a man. Man. We are concert. I tell you, say you master, you are doing concert. Stop it. Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah, Papa. Rebecca. Why did you use your baby? Rebecca. Because here it is. Obienwa. Who is here that you don't like something that is quality? Be down, sir. You are here, you don't like something that is quality. Be up in your quality. It is a now you like quality but you don't like quantity. Why don't you make God also understand that he added to our chest and go for super quality? Some people think, sir, we are saying afternoon, now we are saying about so and away. So let me tell you, if you are not by nature, also for beer and go for. A friend be as an amen a friend. You are by nature and by divinely intelligence. And to also for our born, not just a woman, undiscover who he is in God. You are like intelligence in your classroom.
No. Intelligence in your classroom.
Intelligence is how to be able to control the creation and do things the way God wants. That's intelligence. Because almost all your professors, almost all you say, powerful here. I want to try to start your intelligence. I want to learn something, and you are saying you are intelligent. I want to try to acquire above 40 mura. And to know your class intelligence, or when you are talking about intelligence, it's from God. To be intellectual. That is what we say the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is the intelligence of God. And the Solomon said, Solomon was an intellectual person. My God. Into your yourself, one born also, and I'll bear them with you. And you see, the gift that is inside you, I am not the one who gave you. It's God who gave you. And God, the same God who gave you the gift, the same God who gave me a gift. And God is saying that you, per your gift that I've given you, you will be able to help people who are gifted. So that is the reason why we have a leader, a senior pastor, and a junior pastor. The senior pastor, our gifter, yeah, the poor junior pastor, man, gifter, won't wear the AAB man. So if you are not making use of what God has given you, then you are useless. Let me tell you, in this life, oh, then I made a man, so I found a new man. I cook a crown on first, was him. Because I cook a crying. In this life, if you are not faithful to God, if you are not becoming useful, and you become useless, because according to say, anytime be a woman, I say, nipa, any reasi. That is the reason why you see some of you, I don't know. I say the slave mentality. You are okay with slavery. Now, no, I'm going to pass it. You made in the pass. Now, I'm going to say, God never created slavery. God created sonship. Now, I'm going to say, any or back. Now, I'm going to say, master, I'm going to say, so when someone creeps out here, especially you see, we are a continent in our continent, we are by Africa. But I thank God, you see, sometimes, you know, I had a, like I said, the reason why God made me an African is to change the mindset of Africa, some Africans. Yeah. So that is the reason why he gave me a book, The Mindset. There's a book where I'm trying to find a mindset. You can be even a president of Ghana, but you think like a slave. Yeah. The reason why Africans, we are not doing it because the Jinesa Akwa. Akwa Bia is selfish. Because when you say, anytime there is a young one, that is the mindset of a slave. But anyone who is created to be an Asobia or Yer or Bah, an Asobia son, they are not slaves because they know that what belongs to their father belongs to them. Njomukura, they are selfless. Indeed, slavery mentality, you know, is really making Africans not to be faithful. Amen.
Amen.
So if you read this book, the first example of a treacherous, that is an unfaithful son, is Absalom. David was not being afraid of Absalom. Absalom, no, didn't correct. Absalom said, "Na mo fe, abe di ni papa ba no papa wa." I say, "Oh, oh, papa, papa will come now." And you see, I don't know. We are a Bible story, but in my life, I have seen Absaloms. I have seen Lots, and I have seen Aarons. I've seen them by people's character. You got my room, says, sir, Bible, no. Hey, Bible is real. Sasu, no. Now, there was some of you, no. Maybe. I was having, that guy was Babu, spiritual son, you were Absalom. Hey, he will tell people that what I am saying is, I am more as an American. That's an Absalom. Absalom always want to win the people. The people that were sent, he knows that Papa you're here, Papa David you're here, but he want to win the heart of the people to himself. That is an Absalom. Absalom, Absalom, hey. Also, Absalom, they come on here, want to win the heart of the people. They be anointed at the gate now. You're a palace, you know, meeting and all that. Oh, but no, Absalom. That was what Absalom was. Lord, so yeah, Obia or Kamu or Kamuna in Shiran or Jimmy, but open Shiran in Yaman. Lord. Aaron type of people. Who Moses sooner would depend on by the baby, I hope I saw what you say. So Moses, where do I need to be in the end? So I've realized that, sir, is sooner. Esua Bonsam, the character the devil used against Absalom, the same character the devil is using against people, even in the church, against some pastors, junior pastors. The character the devil used against Lot is still using it. The character the devil used against Miriam is still using it. He's still using it. The character the devil used against Aaron is still using it. Absalom. Don't be an Absalom. Yes, I am life will help. You see, Absalom, the way you're there, time, bruh. Absalom, not the team, Gunichi. Bema, the team, you know, Gunichi. And you know, or Jim Hoodie. Bible say, they are a better Jenny Papa in Aaron. I will also Kuni Papa. Edia, the man chilling the trim. I know, Sensei, Edia, the king, and a man chair, a free pomposo. I know, Sensei, on a drop of this spear, the war king. That is the, you see, if you check how Absalom died, that is the same way Judas died. He was hung on a tree. The second example of an unfaithful person. It's Miriam. Hey, Moses here, me bra. Familiarity. Moses. You see, that is the reason why some of you sometimes I don't want to get closer to you. Some of you, when we get closer, you become too familiar with us. You become too familiar. In such a way that when we tell you something, you don't even listen. Yes, you become too familiar because you are too close to us. So you are familiar. You can't be chill and say, let me say, and now, I'm fairly serious. That was the lifestyle of Miriam. Only saw a tunnel, on the leading songs. Only they say. So one time I said, at the Moses in Kwana, you make a satire now. Yes, you make a satire. Familiarity. And the end of Miriam, that time, he became a leper. Moses in Subu Nyameso, and Sana Nyamiyi leprosy. Yanti Miriam, same people. He was never celebrated in the Bible. Absalom, by hanging on the tree. And tell us anything. The third example is Gehazi. Gehazi. Onusu beye patani. Eni brefo. O papa abompaya mubi salvation. Adena ni pamo. Eni bre papa mo. Si papa ni jiyan kobeye pata. Na Gehazi. En afaniji. Ako ji. Amunya diye. Hey, let me tell you something. The pastors here, if you're a pastor here for Ahunyadie, you better come and resign. Because nothing good will happen in your life. But if you're a pastor here and you follow instructions of God, Ahunyadie na Abiduichi. Abiduichi. Because the foundation of this ministry is seek first God and be faithful. And all other things will come to you. That's the foundation of this world. Shishaname, they didn't correct. And we are about. Amen.
Amen.
I'm bringing my message to a close. What I want you to understand, they said, until you become faithful, you will never see the faithfulness of God. And if you are a pastor here and you keep on being unfaithful, you tell me things you don't do it. You tell me things you do it anyhow. You tell me things you want to tell me, say, you are trying. But the question is, on your own, do you try for him and you do your best for humanity, but you want to try for God? And also, if God should tell you that I'm also trying to bless you, will you be happy? Huh? Let me have a Victoria. If God said I'm trying to bless you, God should put you and someone here, and God said, this one, I'm blessing him, and you, I'm trying to bless you, will you be happy? You will not be happy about that statement of God. So why do you also want to try to be faithful to him? It's because you picture God as all-knowing, all-powerful. That's how we picture God. Me, I picture God the way he said, because the Bible says that, as the Bible said, that do unto others as you want others to do to you. Before God will quote that statement, it's a sign, he said, do unto me as you want me to do to you. Before God can quote that statement, he said, do unto others as you want others to do to you. God is trying to tell you indirectly, he said, do to me as you want me to do, because God is part of the others. God is a person. God is a person. He is a person if you don't know. God has a feeling if you don't know. If you are not following, if you are not doing what God wants, it pains him. That's why he's a father. God has a large heart to contain what you are doing. But that doesn't mean, you see, this one, I'm coming, I want you to understand how God feels when you become unfaithful. Yeah. I'm telling you. Me and when I stand here preaching, I preach the way God feels. If God is happy, I preach the happiness of God. If God is not happy, I have to tell you that God is not happy. So the pastors here, I want you to understand that God is not happy with you. God is not happy with the pastors here. Your attitude and your character. Your attitude and your character. Me, I don't have any man, I don't have any idol that I worship. I don't have anyone that perform miracle. It's God who has been performing the miracle from day one up till now. And it's the same God. And the same God is making me tell, because I've realized that this book, why God said, we on January we said that this is the book of the man. I've realized that the reason why God said that it should be the book of February is because of the pastors, if not anyone. Because God figured out the pastors here, the people that I'm working with, the people that they say they want to be part of the vision of God, they are not faithful. The only thing that they think is that because we buy drum, because we do this, because we buy this, because we are able to contribute this, because of that is a sign of faithfulness. No, that's what I said, if you change even this room to gold, that's not what. God, what is gold to God? What is gold? Who created gold? What is gold to God? Who created gold? What is shoe? What is bag? Who gave the man idea to make shoes and to make bags? Let me tell you, whether the devil gave you, whether an angel gave you, who created the devil? Who gave the devil that ability to give you wisdom? It is obi ko obi se o konsu ase anoko je nyansa bia one man the thing su oni mu no nyansa. And you are privileged to be close to this person, and you are doing things in your heart. Nowadays, anything you do in this church doesn't move you unless God is happy. So check yourself. What you are doing that does not make God happy, you should delete. Delete it. And do the things that make God happy. Do the things that make God smile. Do the thing that, don't think that once you are in this ministry, once you are part of me, your salvation is 100% automatic. Who told you? Who told you? You can even marry, you can even be my wife and go to hell. You can even be my wife and go to hell. You can even be my wife and go to hell. Anything that said, I mean to me, so we saw power, and I'm not aware now that I was. We saw paper, I'm not about that at the time. We saw paper, I'm not about it, but at the time. We saw the soul, or per se, I'm not about that. I mean, that's what we got. That is the reason why. I was. No one is living faithful. No one wants to be faithful. But when you read, go to First Corinthians. This is a scripture that I made. First Corinthians 4, verse number 2, verse 1 to 2. First Corinthians chapter 1. I don't believe faithful. Obit me, and next Sunday, obit me testo. No, I can't just say, oh, my son. Because, okoye ni pa ibima. That is the reason why the Bible says Nami Nini Pampa. Because Nami Nini Pampa go back home. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 1. It says, let a man so count of us as the meaning. Let man. This is a signal of faithfulness. And there, Nami Nini Pampa, that's more. There's nothing that you can do for God. There's nothing that you can do. You can do to please God. There's nothing. Because Jesus Christ will be here. There's nothing that you can do for God. So what God is looking for us, then a couple of your family, to compensate us and at least to cherish us as faithful stewards in him. Let so man count of us as ministers of Christ. Ade awoye wa bra ba awu ni mu ade awoye de na chire pass we dey use we ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. So because of that, because God cannot count you as a minister, as someone who is ministering him, he cannot give you hidden secrets. Let me tell you something. But the Bible says that God gives power to create world. So power now what can? Any secret that you did you assassin with. You think say Abraham, Abraham, you'll be great and you just become great. Abraham practiced some mysteries of greatness. Namina the man. But sadly, Namina Bible and Joe. And I'm not saying Namina or Abraham or Baba or money in Tessema would be. For God to tell Isaac, assassin, a common was with your Bible, maybe a mission. It's a sign that God was able to reveal secrets and mysteries that will make Isaac prosper in the land. So it's a sign that God was not looking at the family. He was telling Isaac, Master, this thing you call famine, to me is not famine. This thing you call famine, to me, it's a sign that something is hidden from you. So I will just give you the secret and you prosper.
That's all.
And if you are not a minister, if God cannot count you as a minister of Christ, he cannot even count you as a steward. Steward of his mysteries. Continue your best work. Moreover, it is required in stewards. It's required in that steward. That minister of Christ, that he may be found faithful. It is required in that steward. It is required in that. So God is looking. You see, moreover, it's required. So God is looking for faithful people to bless them. Faithful people to say that good and faithful steward. You have been faithful with the five. And you see, the Bible said that when the master came and he saw that this one, he was giving five, and he has been faithful with the five, he said a good and faithful servant that have been faithful with what I've been giving you. Then what he said, go and take that wicked. You see, nipa mungu. That's more. When we read the scripture, did you saw the guy killing someone? The guy was sitting there, my God was saying that you are wicked. So go and collect the one from that wicked person and give it to the one. Give it to the one who has worked and he has gotten 10. So it's a sign that God is always interested when people multiply. Jesus says something. He said that here is my Father glorified when you become fruitful. God is looking for people. Because you see, your faithfulness brings glory to God. Your faithfulness brings glory to God. Your unfaithfulness is a shame to God. Your unfaithfulness. So, you see, if you are here and you are struggling, if you are here and things are not working for you, it's a sign that you are not faithful. You are not faithful. You are not faithful. Forget too much excuses. You like excuses too much. Excuses, negotiation. And let me tell you, you are excusing God. That is why God is also excusing you. You are negotiating with God. That's why God is also negotiating with you. I can boldly stand in front of the pulpit and I say that God never excuses me. God never negotiates with me. God never procrastinates with me.
No.
Anytime when I call you. Anytime when I call you. Anytime. Anytime when I call God. So many a times when even people come, there was a guy who came here. The guy got married this year, January. The guy came here. He was in a relationship with a lady. And as he was in a relationship with a lady, things were not working. So the relationship was almost breaking down. And the guy came here. When the guy came here, I called to God. God came into the issue. But God told me that this is what the guy is doing, which he is not happy. So I have to talk to the guy. And I told the guy, I really chastised the guy. And the guy said that, okay, then from today, I'll do it. And I said that God is telling me that if you do what he's telling you, the lady, you and the lady, there will be peace. And the guy went. Because the guy has married the lady. He married him on January. The same lady, not different. And I realized that indeed, the guy went and did what God said. Yes. So when I call him, you see, anytime I call him, he answers me. Name Momo, say you'll be Yeshua. Or catch them in the Nipale Yahompe. Sometimes God can tell me the reason, because of this, that the person is doing, me, I will do it too. Like, with you, I will do it, but because of this, I will not do it. Then I rest my case. Because of this one, because of what he's doing, because of what she's doing, because of where he's going, because of this, look at this attitude. Because of this attitude, I can't bless this one. Now I said, Pai, now, oh God, God bless this one. Then I made him, I said, the super intimate. It's who by the way. The super intimate. So I said, what is happening? An empire. So if your excuse, if you are fond of always giving excuses to God, God will always be giving excuses to you. That's all. If you are fond of always giving excuses to God, because I've seen that nowadays you like giving excuses too much. You like giving excuses. You like negotiating. Then you should be ready that God should also negotiate with you. You like procrastination. Then you should be ready that God should procrastinate. You like giving excuses. I want to be on your feet. I want to pray that the Lord should have mercy on you. The Lord should have mercy on you. You are done. The Lord should have mercy on you. But Pai said, I'm not more off. With your excuses, with your procrastination, with your attitude of unfaithfulness, always doing the same thing. Acting the same attitude, doing the same thing at any time. No, it's a sign that you are not growing. It's a sign that you are not growing. If you're a child and you are always doing the same thing at any time, you are doing the same thing at any time. You are not growing. And as a father, it's always painful to see your children that you are talking to them as though they are doing whatever they are doing. You are doing the same thing. It's a sign that they will never grow. It's a sign that they will never do well. Yes. So pray that the